All right. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. That's showing your thing there. Let me, I've got to do it. All right, so what is going on with that mother? Get that fucking shit out of there, man. How come that do that, you know? What's that? It overlays, bitch. I don't want the overlay. All right. I'm watching a little bit of the news. I'm watching a little bit of this ISIS shit. You know what's really great is keeping the show free of all this political shit. It really is. I know I'm not keeping the pre-show free of it, and I apologize for that. It's the least, you know, you gotta give me, I mean, this is Phil real. This is real Phil. This is where it's at. You hear the show, you're hearing, this reasonable guy talking to these insane voices that are in his head. But when you hear me here, you know, you're hearing me here. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, now look, I got a whole fucking situation going on here with this goddamn fucking Twitter. You see this? I can't get logged the fuck in on my goddamn desktop. Pissing me off, okay? So I have to go over here. The French are claiming that they killed the piece of shit that masterminded this attack on Paris. We're waiting on let's see if I can do this, man. I hope I got this right. I'm hoping I got it right. I did not. Obviously, I did not get it right. That's today in L.A., motherfucker. I don't want that.
Very good about giving detailed information about what's going on here. As soon as that is up, we will bring it to you live.
Oh, what I'll do is go down here. Oh, here we go.
We have a rare opportunity right now. Why is this so
do that,
important?
And do that, and then I'll do this, just so I can get some shit happening here, man. It's like, you know, it's going to be groovy. Believe me, this is going to fucking groove me, baby. You got to groove me. Huh?
As a Muslim,
hey there, sugar plump.
This one story really will tell you what the experience here has been. It starts off with a man taking his son to a soccer game and ends in everything we've been reporting today.
Look, I don't want to hear about the fucking human interest. I've heard that shit so many times I want to throw the fuck up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really am. I really am sorry to say that. It's a bad thing to say, but, you know, I'm just fucking, you know... Give me the goddamn news, man. The fucking human interest. I don't know. Maybe this kind of thing helps change people's minds. So what I'm looking at here is there's CNN. Pardon the mic boom, but, you know, I didn't really put the TV. I did not mount the television specifically for camera. But in the process, we did. Now, yes, I can adjust it. You know, there's my hand. There's my hand and stuff. You can see. Well, the camera's right there. You can see a little bit of it. Or is it that one? I don't know. Walking in L.A. Nobody walks in L.A. That's bullshit because I walked in L.A. All the motherfucking time as a kid before I had a car. Oh! All right. Although I wasn't walking in L.A., I was walking in Arcadia, Pasadena, San Gabriel. I don't think I ever walked in L.A. I'd have been too scared as a small boy. I did walk in L.A. one time on the Harbor Freeway when I ran out of gas on my way to a fucking Kings hockey game. Yeah. I used to run out of gas all the time as a stupid kid. You tell me, man. You tell me. I used to run out of gas all the fucking time. Ran out of gas after taking my girlfriend home. Ran out of gas on my way home from the fucking bar I used to go to. Ran out of gas going to a King's game. Ran out of fucking gas all the time. Because I used to do, as you probably would imagine, especially if you're of my age, everything was like 35, 50 cents, 75 cents a gallon, maybe a buck a gallon. Well, so you're using the last piece of fucking change that you had, you know? And you're, oh man, I'll get a dollar's worth of gas. That was like 2 gallons maybe. And I can make it home on 2 gallons, but you never figured it out right, you know. God damn, man, once you get a job, I had a fucking job. It ain't about getting a fucking job. It was about not spending my money the right way. I've worked since I was goddamn 14 years old, you know, with rare exception. I was going to school there. You know, I was going to high school. And they do say, and I could be wrong, that when you go to high school, you shouldn't really have to also be working so you can feed yourself. You know, that's generally something that an adult takes care of. Generally, not always. So I think you can forgive a young person for not having worked every motherfucking day of their life from the time they were 14 or 12. Some have, I understand. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear their story. Because I already heard that story. You know, and that you're on a level, you're on a different level. I understand. I get it, man. I'm not talking about individuals of rare and, quite frankly, exquisite, if they survived it and made something of their lives, exquisite life experience. I'm talking just about a schlub like me who had very little parenting and very little parental responsibility going on. And so I had jobs and I went to school and I did the best I could to get the fuck out of high school and get the fuck out of my house and get the fuck out of that whole world, right? And then I propelled myself into something else. It was more like I was getting out of that and going into something. I don't know what the fuck. So that was that. So I'm working my ass off all the fucking time. Got out to Florida. Worked in construction work all the motherfucking time. Worked in this, worked in that. I didn't know what I was doing. I was working for a buddy. I was working for a buddy's dad. And we were working in... pouring concrete, and then putting in swimming pools, and then putting in plumbing and sprinkler systems and driveways, all this shit. We weren't putting in sprinkler systems. We were putting in the plumbing for these fucking pools, putting in driveways. And my life then was working in construction, playing spades or playing pinochle, drinking tons of fucking beer, and trying desperately wherever I could to get laid. However, please. And I remember there was this chick that lived next door to a friend of mine. His name was Randy. He lived in a suburb of... I was in Orlando at the time. Because I left California and I went to Orlando to work in construction with my friend's dad's company. And there was a girl that lived next door. She was the wife of this dude. This cat who was... Nice guy. He was about, I don't know, five... He was a short guy. And I remember she was taller than him. What a fucking stone fox. I mean, and it was back in the day of hot pants. This chick wore hot pants, and she knew how to wear these hot pants. Wore them with heels all the time. Walking around, really hot looking. Had this kind of little bob haircut. And man, I made the mistake of letting it slip to Randy, who was a big fucking blabbermouth. I thought she was real fine. Extra pretty. And he told her. Now, maybe he knew something about her that I didn't know. Obviously, he did. That she wasn't happy in her marriage or whatever. But, I mean, we went to a party that weekend. And it was a big barbecue. And she was there. And she was seriously hitting on me. Now, I was, you know, a young... I know it's hard to imagine now. But at that time, I was a young, wavy-haired, bon vivant stud of a motherfucker. And I had those ripped, you know, fucking construction worker arms and shit. I didn't know what to do. I was blown away. She was so fucking, in my little limited fucked up world, she was like beyond anything I'd ever, you know, been with. And I think I just kind of froze, you know. I didn't quite react. I didn't do shit. I was just like, oh, hi, ha, ha, you know, and I pretty much probably, you know, blew her off. After saying that I had a hard-on for this girl. Hey. It happens, huh? When you're young and you're dumb, it happens. Sometimes at night I think of her. I think of that day. Well, I went back to my apartment. The apartment I was sharing with Rob and Ray, my buddies, and they weren't there. It was me and her. And something tells me there was one other person there. There was one other fucking person there. It might have been Ray. I don't know who it was, but she was definitely there to, you know, chat me up. All right, so let's get on with today's show. There was a bunch of shit that I wanted to do here. This is the cat in Paris. I don't know if you guys are interested in this shit or not, but what is this, man? I don't want that. I don't want that, man. I want this. Here we go. God, I cannot keep these fucking remotes fucking straight, man. God damn it, I'm telling you, it's just...
And that leads us to the news today. When we get the French Interior Minister up in front of that podium, we will bring him to you for CNN's continuing coverage.
Will you do that?
Stay with us.
I'm staying with you, bitch. Hey, what's the fucking deal here, man? I gotta...
You ready? Some call it.
I'm trying to figure out here which belongs where. This is really hacking me off.
Share the love. During our Share the Love event...
Really hacking me the fuck off, man.
Dude,
this thing is not...
And bringing love.
You know, I just don't think that thing exists. Okay.
Love.
Sorry.
It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Is it?
Hi, I'm Heather Cox on location with the famous...
What's up, baby?
It's touring across America telling people about Idaho potatoes.
What the fuck is the problem with you, you cunt? Oh, there. God damn it, man. This fucking piece of shit.
Excuse me, miss. You've seen our truck.
You just missed it.
Hey, man. Back the fuck down with the fucking audio, man.
Are you kidding me?
God damn. There we go. I got a pain. It's just a pain in the ass, that's all. You know what I'm going to do is, I know about muting. I get it about muting. I understand about muting. I worry that it, like, is unnecessary use of the fucking... I get it about muting, man, but I just sometimes worry that I'm...
You pay your car insurance premium like clockwork.
Walking in L.A. Walking in L.A.
Surprised.
This
company tells you to pay...
Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch. Apologize, bitch. Apologize, bitch. Hey, motherfucker, mute that motherfucker. It's not staying on mute. Are you ready for that? I hit mute, then it goes on, and it goes on. Apologize, bitch. All right, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say apologize, bitch. I'm just quoting, who was the guy that slapped Cat Stacks around? It was Slob Boy or something. I don't know who the fuck it was. He beated her up. All right. I didn't sleep last night, and I'm not looking for, you know, pity, but I did not sleep last night. I'm just telling you that. And I also have a Science of the Funny I'm doing today with Andy Richter over at Podcast One. I think Andy Richter is one of the funniest motherfuckers in the world. And on top of that, he's very intelligent. On top of that, he's a family guy, and he's got a great wife, Sarah Thur, and Thayer. And... why'd I say Thur? Because was I thinking of James Thurber? And on top of that, the cat's funny, man. So we're going to have him on Science of the Funny in a week. And I know that our Neil Hamburger has dropped somewhere. I hope, I pray. Neil's movie is out. I'm going to give it a big fucking... When's his got... When... Wish people would remind me of things, man. Anyway... Not necessarily you, Alex. Just somebody, somewhere, somehow. This weekend, it's the Milwaukee Lions and the Tampa Gator Bait at Earl Henry Stadium in Clearwater, Florida. Game time, 1 o'clock Sunday, but it'll be it's Eastern time. It'll be dropping by 10 o'clock Pacific. And... we also are a big feature. Oh, I want to remember to promote that. I want to remember to promote that, man. What are you going to promote, Phil? I'll tell you in a minute. We have a Thanksgiving Day game. Gooey and ooky. Game is on at noon Central. 10 a.m. Pacific. And it'll be dropping at philhendryshow.com. So you'll love that, won't you? Sure you will. I'm sure you will. Ringleader of Paris attacks confirmed dead.
That's right, Biff. In the last hour, there have been 3 confirmed reports of the guy's head flying through the fucking skylight. Excuse me for my language.
No, it's entirely understandable.
But they said the Paris police stormed the building. There was an explosion, and his fucking head really just went bang right up through the goddamn ceiling. Unbelievable, man.
Now, you're sure about that, Karen?
What you really get a sense of is that there is a breakdown of communication between authorities and between the residents of this neighborhood. There are many different types of people, many different religions and races living here. And this is known as one of Paris's tougher neighborhoods. And one gets the sense that some residents feel that radicalism here is a very real problem. And they're not convinced that even with the death of the ringleader, Abaoud, that is going to stop, that this problem is going to stop. Anderson?
Nick Robertson, who is also joining us from the Bureau. Nick, I mean, the fact that this guy, who was wanted by Belgian intelligence, who had been on the radar, certainly, of the French for a long time, because he allegedly had been involved in past attempts, as
right.
well, most notably the attempt on that train that where a potential killer, with a terrorist, was subdued by American military personnel. The fact that he was able to get back to Europe from Syria, where he had been at one point, is extraordinary.
Well, yeah.
It is, and I think it's very interesting as well when we kind of break down and analyze what happened in the past 5 days, that over the past few days, all of us got the information that there was a possibility that Abaoud could have been connected.
Abaoud,
and we had the sense that Abaoud was attacked. Well, you'd say those names very well, Jim. Well, you know, I've spent time in that part of the world. And what was his name again? The guy's name was Abaoud. Well, you really worked on the accent, too. Yes, I did. We got a 2-car crash on the SB5, Bake Parkway, or Bakke, westbound 105, the 110. Got another 2-car crash. Going to be coming down there. All right, fuck that shit, man. Shut your hole. Listen to this shit. I could listen to your fucking limey ass till the cows. I'm joking around. Just kidding around. You know, we love our British brothers in arms. Our British brothers in arms, you know. But I gotta, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. Gotta do what I gotta do. And I can't have it. I can't do it. You know, the two of them, they're talking. I can't have it. Thunder is asleep behind me. All right, so let's get this fucking thing on the road, man. Look, man, the idea is to put cops everywhere. Cops belong everywhere, in every neighborhood. I don't give a flat. Why are there not cops in every neighborhood? Why do we have a problem? Well, the policing, you know, they don't come around enough. What are you talking about? Of course, what am I saying? This is Paris. I got nothing to do with these motherfuckers. They do what they do. I was in Paris back in, you know, the summer of 99. I think I told you guys often about that. That's when Bobby Dooley was with us. She was going, I'm an American. I need to, my doll, you know. But anyway, I remember seeing the French cops surrounding a big, abandoned, I was told, building. It was could have been an apartment building. I think it was. But it was abandoned, and it had been taken over by some French social, civil, sort of militant, not military, not militia, but militant group of people. And by militant, you know, what you generally mean by that is they're not really armed so much as they're ready to, you know, kind of, they're militant people and they sit there and they're squatting and they were making some statement. They also had turned this building into quite a sort of an art project. They've been painting the walls and doing all kinds of shit. But when the French police showed up, you know, they weren't even just in the goddamn SWAT uniforms, man. They were in fucking camo, Jack. I for a minute there, I thought this was like the goddamn army. I mean, they had every kind of... I did. I thought it was the French army. I didn't quite know how shit worked. So, in my mind, I don't know, maybe they used the army for police. I have no idea, but they were definitely... It was a more serious-looking bunch of guys than I'd ever seen American cops. And I'm not saying American cops are not serious. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying these dudes, these French, you know, I guess that's kind of how they deal with, you know, they look upon their police in a lot of countries, is that they're almost like paramilitary. Well, I mean, if you think about it, cops are paramilitary by definition. By definition, you know. So, but they, I mean, they looked it, you know. And the other thing was, I was walking down a street. It's probably happened to some of you. If you've ever been to Paris, and you've walked down those streets that are near the presidential palace, it's probably happened to you. I didn't have any idea what I was doing. I'm just walking along, just, you know. And suddenly I realized that there's a cop every 10 feet. Every 10 fucking feet, there's a cop. And it's not a big thing, but it was like, this was before 9/11, see? This was before all this shit. Before 9/11, and I'm in France, and I'm looking, there's a cop every 5 feet. And finally, this one cop says to me, shopping with Bieber, who is this motherfucker? Anyway, this cop says to me, Monsieur, je te coupe de la montée. I said, yeah, we know you're American. You don't even deign to try to speak my language. You just come over here, think it. And I finally says to me, Monsieur, this is the presidential palace. You need to, you know, bug off, just... So I was walking down this restricted area street, and I was told to just keep on moving your white ass down the end of the street, man. You are not, you know, welcome here. And that was one of those things. Why is it fucking hot in here, man? Goddamn thunder. It's been cold as shit. Why is it hot here? Thunder.
Thunder, anyway, you're hot here, huh? You know?
She doesn't know. She's looking at me like this.
Hmm? Oh,
it's really hot, baby. All right, I want to get. I've been waiting for that goddamn interior minister.
Oh, I want to see this, Phil. When the interior minister comes on, I do want to see this.
Why?
Because I do want to see it. Don't ask me why. This is Margaret Gray.
And this is General Galen Shaw.
And we're waiting for the interior minister here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
What do you mean, interior minister?
I mean the interior minister of France, of Paris.
What else? Paris is a city.
Of France, I said.
Yes, the interior minister here of the country of Paris, of the country of France.
Yes, is going to be speaking.
And what's he going to be speaking on?
Well, Phil, what are you, like the teacher here? All right, Margaret, now you answer that question.
No, I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Phil, do you know what happened in France, don't you?
Capuchin, don't you know what happened in France?
Yes, I know what happened in France.
Well, this is going to be the interior minister of the entire goddamned country.
Well, Margaret...
The whole country, Phil. And, look at this. This is... Oh, she looks lovely. This is Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in a film called Go Fuck a Duck. There it is.
They're in a foreign country because I've never seen a building like that in America. She's screaming at him. Her tears are pouring down her face. They're driving a Citroen, and the movie is called By the Sea. You know, it's really funny about it. Written and directed by Angelina Jolie. This is her second one. Let's see if she can pull this one off, man. Ah, fuck. That guy, that Scott Rudin, you know, and the whole thing, all of that shit that came out in those emails, those Sony emails, they said that Angelina Jolie, that guy Scott Rudin said she was a camp event, no talent. It goes to show you just how little you really know about some businesses, right? Because I got to figure, and I don't know a whole lot about the world, but I got to figure somebody that wins a goddamned Academy Award, don't they have some talent? I mean, didn't she win an Academy Award? And there's a guy with it. She's a no talent. It was pretty funny. I mean, not funny. It was just very interesting. And it probably was very hurtful for her, and I understand that. All right. Nobody walking, 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 walking. What is this shit, man? Today, Thursday? Yeah, it is. Oh, my God. These people lived. Here's the interior minister here. What in the fuck? I'm getting tired of this.
The government in Belgium are promising a new crackdown on Islamic jihadists. I want to go to our Ivan Watson, who is standing by in Brussels.
There's going to be a big argument here in this country about this shit. I can tell you that, man. You know that, man. You know that.
Throughout the morning, at least a half dozen different locations searched, and the federal prosecutor's office here.
That was some kind of a fucking piece of videotape, man. They showed the
in relation with the Paris attack in this morning's raids, and
they showed the bullets flying. They showed the goddamn glass, all that shit. Christ Almighty!
Well, it was quite telling, Phil. Looking at all of that.
Yeah, Mr. Terry, did think anybody got it shotted?
Yeah, I think people got shotted. What do you mean?
Well, he means he's an idiot. He means in that film.
Yes, in that film clip.
No, I didn't see anybody get shot in that film clip. Let me see something here. Okay. I want to make sure I don't have my gate on there. I want the gate on there. I want the gate on there. I can gate on there. I don't want the gate on there. Lord, I don't want the gate on there. Oh, 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 Lord, I don't want a gate on there. Well, I don't want a gate on. Oh, Lord, I don't want the gate on there. All right, man. Now, Bob Bacon with traffic. Chef Chedilia. Hold on for a minute. I don't need the gate on. Lord, Lord, I don't need the gate on. Fucking Christ. Oh, Lord, I don't want the gate up there. All right. That's that. Then we have Debbie Daly and who else? What is the Debbie Daly and who? And Debbie Daly and who's the other character that we have that has a difficult time? Jack Armstrong, Gloria Grover, Larry Evan Clayton. Oh, yeah, Bob Bacon. Debbie Daly's going to do some guest traffic there with Bob Bacon. Huh? Huh? Bob Bacon? You like that? Yeah, baby. Debbie Daly. And then we have... David G. Hall. He's going to be bitching about this. And,
Well, Mr. Henry, I think there's a lot of people. I think James Corden is good. I think in a lot of ways he is not good. And in a lot of ways I think he is good. I don't understand about it.
Well, why do you say that you think he's good and but he's not good?
Well, I think he tries to be funny, but he's not. He did a bit the other night that stiffed it out and dropped an egg and everything.
Yeah, this James Corden dropped the egg. The Harvey Wireman with a James Corden review.
Right. This is Doug Danger.
Why isn't Doug doing this?
Danger told me Doug Danger is not doing this. This is just my own because I just happened to see it last night. Edgar! Trying to get the throat.
Are you all right? You need some water.
I gotta get some water.
Now, what was he? He was a young lieutenant at the time. Oh, yes. This is the... General Shaw. About the wind. And then Harvey Wireman is going to do a review of James Corden. And David G. Hall on the free Milwaukee Lion game. All right. These are mid-rolls. We're good to go on this shit. DraftKings, mid-roll. Avant, mid-roll. What is this, man? All right. Hey, what happened to the fucking Thanksgiving promo, man? Huh? Why are we not doing that? I don't understand that. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil will be with you in just a moment, but he is breaking his voice in.
Yeah, I'm still gotta break it in.
Yes, he's gotta break it in, okay? So he's breaking it in. So let it be broke, motherfuckers. You know?
Oh, my God, the vulgarities. The vulgarities, the vulgarities. Phil, the vulgarities, you know, we were singing that song. Well, never mind. Fuck it.
That's my feeling exactly. Fuck it. All right, here we go.